Hello, welcome back to another math podcast. Today we will be learning about graphing fx equals ax squared plus c. Our first example is first learning how to graph the function. And our first example is graphing g of x equals x squared minus 2. So when you graph this function, C is basically your vertex. So in this case, C is negative 2, and the vertex will be 0, negative 2. 0 will always be x, and y will be negative 2. So you will use different x values. So, for example, you can use negative 2, negative 1, 0, 1, and 2, and use those numbers and substitute for x, and then solve it. So, for example, you can use 2 to the power of 2 is 4, 4 minus 2 is 2, so your new points is 2 and 2. Now, because the vertex is 0, negative 2 is because if you substitute 0 for x, 0 to the power of 2 is 0 minus 2 is 2, so that's why your vertex is 0, negative 2. So once you substitute x for any number and find your points, then you will see that there will be a vertical translation. So in this case, there's a vertical translation of 2 units down because of the vertex. Since it is 0, negative 2, there is a vertical translation of 2 units down. So in the first example, there was no a value. And for example number 2, we will be graphing g of x equals 4x squared plus 1. And you will do the same thing, substitute x with negative 2, negative 1, 0, 1, and 2. Now for 1 and 2 and negative 1 and negative 2, your answers will still be the same because what happens on one side of the parabola will happen on the other side. So for example, substitute 2. So 2 to the power of 2 is 4. 4 times 4 is 16. Plus 1 is 17. So then your new point will be 2, 17, but it will be the same for negative 2, 17. And so then you will, and then the vertex will be 0, 1, because C is 1. So for example 3, we will be translating the graph of y equals ax squared plus c without actually using a graph. So here we will let f of x equals 3x squared plus minus 1 and g of x equals fx plus 3. So what this means is that you will write f of x down, so f of x equals 3x squared minus 1. And then g of x will equal f of x plus 3, meaning that you will write g of x equals 3x squared minus 1 plus 3. And then you will combine like terms, and your new function will be g of x equals 3x squared plus 2. So then you will write an equation that represents g in terms of x. So that's the new function, g of x equals 3x squared plus 2. And then you'll describe the transformation from the graph of f to the graph of g. So the graph of g is a vertical translation of 3 units up, because that's from the first function, 3x squared minus 1, and g of x. So when adding a constant c to ax squared, it translates the graph up or down. Translating a graph is when the constant is added to the function, and I also learned that you don't need to plot the graph first in order to find and compare the new graph with the mother function. So that is it for f of x equals ax squared plus c. Now for pun of the week is, why was the glove lost? Because the situation got out of hand. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you guys learned, and stay tuned for next week's podcast. Thank you.